Thank you, ladies. You know, nothing sounds better than harmony. And it seems like the harmony is even more sweet whenever it's, you know, family members singing together. It just makes it so much better. Well, brethren, there's no quest has excited human passion more than the prospect of discovering gold. Discovering gold in some far-off place. The cry, gold, has driven men across deserts, mountain ranges, continents, and oceans. A few to riches and fame, many more to disappointment or death. Explorers have searched for it worldwide. History books tell of dramatic and irreversible changes brought to entire civilizations by the discovery of gold. Spanish adventurers plundered the vast Aztec and Inca empires of Mexico and Peru, seeking their golden treasures. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible speaks about gold. Christians are told to build with it, the Laodiceans to buy it, the New Jerusalem will be made of it. Gold is the first metal mentioned in Scripture, and it's described as being desirable to men from the earliest of times. Abraham's greatest wealth was measured in part by his holdings of gold. Abraham's servant rewarded Rebekah with gold jewelry when sent by his master to find a suitable wife for Isaac. God also enjoys the beauty of gold. The New Jerusalem will be made of pure gold and have the streets of pure gold. Gold that we can't even imagine how beautiful it's going to be. God told Moses to make many of the sacred objects of the tabernacle service of pure gold and to overlay it with it. The candlestick of the menorah, according to tradition, weighed at least 66 pounds of pure gold. Pure gold. David amassed an amazing 100,000 talents. That's about approximately 6.6 million pounds of gold to be used in the temple. To be used in the temple that was built by Solomon. The value of this stockpile, more than 60 billion in today's money, it challenges our imagination. We can't hardly even think about that amount of money or that amount of gold. So what can you learn from gold? What can you learn from gold? You know, you might say, but how do scriptures speaking about gold apply to me? How do scriptures speaking of gold apply to me? Well, here's the connection. God pictures the Christian character that we are to build as spiritual gold. God pictures the Christian character that we are to build as spiritual gold. Paul speaks about building our faith in 1 Corinthians 3. Jesus Christ is our foundation, as listed in verse 11. And we as Christians are to build character upon this foundation. Just as there are different building materials of widely varying quality and value available to the home builder, a Christian is representative as having different materials available to use in building character also. Three of these are valuable and will last. Three are ordinary and readily destroyed by burning. Let's go ahead and turn to 1 Corinthians 3, and we're going to read verses 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 12 and 13. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. So the trials and tribulations of our physical lives are likened to fire that will test the character of each of us in the building process. If we're building with the enduring materials, gold, silver, and precious stones, we shall receive a reward listed in verse 14. Any Christian who is lax and builds character that's easily shaken or destroyed by even small trials and tests is compared to one who builds a house with perishable materials destroyed in the fire. A Christian of high character and faith is more valuable to God than the best gold purified by a refiner. We are worth more than any gold to God, but we have to go through the tests and trials. That's what makes us. We must not lose sight that God is building within His church today His family to share eternity with. To Christians who were self-satisfied and complacent with their own spiritual works, God instructed in Revelation 3:18, says, "I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich." Revelation 3 and verse 18. So let's consider the properties and qualities that make gold so desirable, to learn what they represent for a Christian striving to gain character of spiritual gold. Gold is beautiful. Gold is beautiful. Gold's soft yellow luster and glow make gold attractive. Gold bracelets, rings, earrings capture our attention with an appeal that's far above that of any other metal. There's nothing quite so beautiful and desirable. It seems as jewelry and art fashioned from high-quality gold by a skilled craftsman. It's just beautiful. Likewise, a Christian with the character of spiritual gold stands out from others. A deeply converted, growing Christian has that special quality. That special quality of spirit nothing else can match. The inner glow of God's Spirit radiating God's character and His works always. Galatians 5:22-23. We all know what's listed there. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. It's the fruits of the Spirit. It details 9 special attributes of such a person. It details love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The more these fruits of the Spirit abound in our lives, the more golden our character becomes in God's sight. And make no mistake, this beauty of character will make it obvious to others. It will. It will make it obvious to others that something special sets such a Christian apart. You know, we should not be like the builder who's content to use perishable materials just to get by. You know, thinking that our goal is only to make it into the kingdom of God, each Christian must labor. We must labor hard and long. Hard and long to develop the very nature, the very character of God. The character of God's character of pure gold. Gold doesn't come easy. Gold does not come easy. You know, a lot of hard work and expense goes into extracting gold from the ground. And there's not a lot of gold in the world today. I mean, there is gold, but it's hard to get to. One estimate says that if all the gold ever mined could be brought into one place, it would fill up a cube only about 18 yards on each side. You know, very likely, you know, more gold has been mined since this from the earth than remains in ever more remote and difficult places to reach. So what they're saying here is there's more gold that's been taken out of the earth than what's left in the earth. During the California gold rush of the 19th century, miners toiled to collect an average of about 1/2 ounce of gold per day of work. 1/2 ounce of gold per day of work. It's hardly a get-rich-quick venture. As supplies of gold left the ground dwindle, the effort and cost to acquire the gold increases. In some of the world's mining operations today, 25 tons of ore must be processed to yield 1 ounce of gold. 1 ounce of pure gold. In some South African mines, such ore is only found more than two miles below the earth's surface. That's quite a bit of work to get, you know, 1 ounce of gold. Both gold mining and building Christian character take a lot of work to succeed. Let's go ahead and turn to Philippians 2 and verse 12. 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 Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. God builds his character. God builds his character in Christians, just as he created the gold to be mined from the earth. It requires effort to acquire both. It's not enough to want godly character. We must be willing to work. We must be willing to work for it with everything that we've got. With everything that we've got. You know, Paul writes of this effort that's required in Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Just on down from where we were. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal, for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. Brethren, gold is stable. Gold is stable. Golden art objects buried thousands of years ago still have their original luster and beauty. They still have their original luster and beauty when they're unearthed by the modern archaeologists or treasure hunters. Only a few strong acids can spoil the lasting beauty of this pure gold. Under normal conditions, gold will not tarnish. It will not tarnish or rust. Gold's incorruptible nature pictures Christian character at its best. Think about it. Gold's incorruptible nature pictures Christian character at its best. We're not to be led into sin by the trials and cares of this life, or by any other character destroying temptations everywhere present in Satan's evil world today. God has called us to remain Christians. God has called us to remain Christians. He can count on to be faithful and obedient to Him always, no matter what corrosive influences are at work to eat away the purity of God's character in us. We are to remain pure. Paul emphasized this aspect of golden character when he wrote in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Let's turn there. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We're to be steadfast. We're to be immovable. Brethren, gold reflects light. Gold reflects light. Gold makes surfaces highly reflective. And this is another of its valuable assets. Thin gold leaf has been placed on the outer surfaces of many American spacecraft to reflect the intense heat and radiation encountered in outer space. Without this protection, the interior temperature of the craft would rise dramatically and endanger its contents and the astronauts. Gold is added to some window glass to reflect the sun's heat, producing the infrared energy. In this way, gold lowers air conditioning requirements without significantly reducing the transmission of light through the window. So gold is used for many different things. As Christians, we should give back to God and our fellow men the same love, concern, and care God has given us. Our goal is to become like Jesus Christ, who in all ways and at all times mirrored to the world God's very nature and ways. In John 14 and verse 9, he said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father. He who has seen me has seen the Father." We are to shine as lights. We are to shine as lights by the power of the Holy Spirit, setting a clear example to this darkened world of God's way of life. Gold is a craftsman's delight. Think about it. Gold is a craftsman's delight. Pure gold is extremely soft. It's malleable. A pound of pure gold can be drawn into a wire so thin that it would stretch for 900 miles. It's hard to believe. Gold is so malleable and so thin that it can be stretched 900 miles. Or it can be beaten into sheets only 3 millionths of an inch thick. Think of this. It would take 3,000 sheets of that gold to equal the thickness of a 3x5 card. It's hard to even imagine. It's not brittle. It's not brittle like pottery or glass, or hard and unimaginable like iron. Gold can be fashioned as the craftsman desires. God is our master craftsman. God is our master craftsman, and we are to become spiritual gold. We are to become spiritual gold, yielded, humble, and receptive to His correction and His instructions without resisting or breaking. We are to be molded in God's character for His purpose to be fulfilled in our lives. Jesus Christ set the example, and He said in John 6 and verse 38, John 6 and verse 38, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of Him who sent me." I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. Gold. Gold is a conductor. Gold is a conductor. Gold is often used in sophisticated industrial applications where a corrosive, resistant, and highly reliable electric conductor is required, where no chances of failure can be taken. The choice is gold. Christians too are to be fail-safe conductors. Fail-safe conductors of God's Holy Spirit. God's Spirit is to flow from God through us to do the work that He has in mind. We're told in Philippians 2 and verse 13. Philippians 2 and verse 13. "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure." Philippians 2 and verse 13. Heat purifies gold. Heat purifies gold. Here are some fantastic characteristics of gold. Heat causes gold compounds to break down, yielding the bright yellow metal that we're familiar with. Not only does the heat remove impurities from the metal by forming slag that can be skimmed off the top, but it also changes the chemical composition of gold compounds and returns gold to its pure metallic state. God also intends the heat of our trials and tests. Think about this. The heat of our trials and tests to bring out the best in our Christian character. We're being tested. We're being molded. God is bringing out what He intends for us to be. Gold tried in fire is pure and refined. When we experience personal trials, we should remember that God is refining us to bring out the best, the gold of His character within us. So where can we find gold? Everybody's question. Where can we find gold? Well, let's talk about... There is a counterfeit gold that you've all heard of. It's called fool's gold. But in reality, it's iron pyrite. Iron pyrite. To the unknowing, it looks like genuine gold. But it's only crystals of a common iron ore. If you don't know the real thing, iron pyrite can fool you, and it's fooled many in the past. The lesson here is to be careful. Be sure that the character you are developing is really God's gold and not your own counterfeit. Put it to the test. Put it to the test. Old miners would put the ore they discovered to a simple test. They would bite it. If it was really gold, the soft, precious metal would yield to their teeth. And it would dent. It would leave teeth marks in it. However, if it were only pyrite and you bit down on it, chances are you're going to break a tooth. It's really tough. The Ten Commandments, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and the list of the fruits of this, of God's Spirit listed in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, are only a few of the many tests that we can use to examine our character, to see whether or not it is in full harmony with God's Word or just some worthless substitute, our own counterfeit righteousness. It's not likely that any of us have a real gold mine under our house or in the backyard. No chemist ever succeeded in converting base metals to gold. And it's highly impossible, improbable, that any of us will strike it rich, discovering a treasure of the bright yellow metal anywhere. But don't despair of riches. Don't despair of riches. Our lives and experiences are a potential gold mine to yield rich treasure. God gives us all an opportunity. He gives us, each and every one of us, an opportunity to become spiritual billionaires if we're only willing to yield to Him, to overcome and put forth some plain hard work using the tools of prayer, Bible study, fasting, and meditation to extract spiritual gold from the experiences of life. This gold is even more valuable than the metal, which can be lost, stolen, or destroyed. The time is coming, brethren, when men will realize there is no lasting benefit from seeking security and protection from money and precious metals. God alone is our sure provider. Remember the lessons of the Laodiceans. They were self-satisfied and did not look to God for their needs and security. They were content with their own character and righteousness. They didn't know the danger of spiritual fool's gold. God told them to come to Him, to buy from Me gold refined in fire, so that they could come to possess the true gold of God's righteous character that alone will endure eternally. The opportunity to gain the spiritual wealth God offers to those He called is there for all who are willing to put forth the effort to develop God's character. The reward God promises is to become part of God's special treasure. We are to become treasures of God, part of His spiritual temple. So the final scripture I want to read is Malachi 3. We'll read verses 16 and 17. Let's go ahead and turn there. Malachi 3, verses 16 and 17. Malachi 3, verses 16 and 17. Malachi 3, verses 16 and 17. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in the presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored His name. On the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty, They will be my treasured possession. I will spare them just as a father has compassion and spares his son who serves him. Brethren, the gold is there waiting. The gold is there waiting. The cry "gold" has echoed for more than a half a century. For well more than a half a century now through the ministry of the Church of God. Brethren, it's up to us now. It's up to us now. Let's go get it.